The following podcast is brought to you by the Communication and Media Studies Department at Dominican University of California. Welcome to Resilient Butterfly, the podcast for the people who are just as confused about life as I am. I'm your host, Nay, full-time nursing student, dog mom, and gym junkie, who is here to share my own mistakes and hardships to maybe guide you on how to make your life a little easier. I'm here to share what tools I use to have an uplifting outlook on life, and how I keep in touch with my spirituality, despite how messed up the universe may seem. Let's learn and grow together. Hello, everybody, and welcome back to another episode of Resilient Butterfly. I am so thankful to have you guys here again, tuning into this week's episode. And if this is your first time joining in, a very special welcome to you. So today's episode, we will be discussing the love principles. And I definitely am very excited to talk about it, if you can't tell. But as always, we start off each episode with the quote of the day. So this week's quote of the day is from Thich Nhat Hanh, a famous Vietnamese Buddhist monk, who once said, "Often, we get crushes on others not because we truly love and understand them, but to distract ourselves from our suffering." So, let's take a moment to sit with this quote and elaborate on what it means to us. So, when I first read this quote, I was kind of taken back. I had never looked at crushes in that way. That it's a distraction, but it totally makes sense when you take the time to look at it. So when you have a crush on someone, I would definitely say that is not love. It is definitely a sense of infatuation, and they could be very quick. I don't want to say meaningless, but in referencing to deep connections, crushes can be kind of meaningless. And they are a bit distracting. In reference to myself, back in high school, I wouldn't necessarily call myself boy crazy, but I would often have crushes on guys, and it wasn't that I was interested in them at all. It was just more so a sense of quick entertainment at the time to be infatuated by someone, and they could even be people that, you know, you didn't even talk to. But you're just like, oh my goodness, that person is so cute. And I think what this quote is really digging at is that don't mistake instant moments of infatuation for love. And especially sometimes we're human, we get bored, and there are a lot of emotional things that we can deal with. And sometimes we don't want to deal with them, so we look for distractions. And that could be what a crush is. I definitely think that this doesn't apply to every case, that once you have a crush, it's you distracting yourself, because there are a lot of instances where crushes can develop into something very beautiful. But I do believe definitely that crushes can be us trying to avoid, trying to process and sit with other things, so we use distractions. And now to discuss the love principles. I was first introduced to the love principles in my transpersonal psychology class, and my teacher actually handed out these green little note cards with the love principles for us to keep for as long as we wished. And I still have mine after graduating for what? I graduated in 2018 and now it's 2022. So it's been about like 4 years. I will now read out the love principles to you. So there are 7 love principles. And one is, choice is the life process. 2, create your own reality consciously. 3, have no expectations, but rather abundant expectancy. 4, view all problems as opportunities. 5. Be the change you want to see happen. 6. Provide others the opportunity to give. 7. Receive all people as beautiful exactly where they are. And I wanted to elaborate on these 7 principles a bit more before I continue, because you might read them for the first time and you're just thinking, okay, 7 rules, principles. Okay, so what does that mean? So in reference back to 1, choice is the life process. Life is all about choices, and I definitely have spoken on this a bit in previous episodes, but we make choices every single day, whether they are conscious or unconscious. And I definitely touched on this a lot in the episode about noticing. So you cannot live life without making choices, and we make choices every single day. It's very simple. And those could be risks. And you have to make the choice to make those risks too. So, what is life without choices? And 2, create your own reality consciously. And I definitely think to some people, it's like, oh, I don't choose the situation that I'm in. Sometimes you walk into it and it is how it is, but how you interpret things is your choice. If you are unhappy, you can take it upon yourself to make that change. Especially if it's a small problem. One thing that you can control is how you internalize things. And definitely through our internal processing is how we create our reality. So really tuning in and teaching yourself to notice and reflect and take control of your reality. If you want to be happy, that possibility is very true, but you have to make those changes to create that reality consciously. And that definitely tunes in with 1, by making those conscious choices. So 3, having no expectations, but rather abundant expectancy. If you're going into situations thinking that you want it to go a certain way and it doesn't go that way, that's definitely going to make you upset. So drop those expectations that you have and just go in with whatever happens, happens, and I'm going to be okay with it. At the end of everything, you're most definitely going to be okay. But if you're going in with an already having an expectation, then of course the likelihood of you getting hurt is high. Even if that's having the expectation that if nothing is going to go your way, well, what if something great comes out of it and you're going in with this feeling that nothing will? Where's the fun in that? And when I think of 3, I think of it a lot in reference to sometimes we place expectations on people. And for example, my dad, he's really a great dad. But growing up, I definitely expected him to love me a certain way when that just wasn't his love language. That wasn't how he expressed love and wasn't how he was taught. His way of love is definitely through acts of service rather than I wanted him to mainly vocalize it that, but that just isn't the kind of person he is. So I was constantly finding myself to be upset with this expectation that, oh, maybe he'll get it, but that's just not how he is, and I can't necessarily blame him for that. I have to notice that his love language is different from mine, and he is my dad, and he does love me, but I have to drop this expectation that he is this person that he isn't. And 4, view all problems as opportunities. When something doesn't go your way, there's definitely a reason for that. I told a story previously about how when I was at SF State, I kept going after problem after problem after problem. And after having a mental breakdown, I realized there is light at the end of the tunnel. This path is just not meant for me. And through me viewing that problem that way, I was able to leave. I was able to come home. I rekindled a really great relationship with my mom, and all these good things came out of it. But you have to really take it upon yourself to change how you view problems and seek out the good in them. And 5, be the change you want to see happen. So if you want to be a good person, simple way to put it is be a good person. Instead of trying to change someone, and what you can do is embody what it is that you want that person to be, and they'll feed off your energy. 6, provide others the opportunity to give. I believe I touched on this a bit in the first episode when I was talking about resilience. So when you're having a problem, the most beautiful thing is allowing others to help you. And that could be through anything. Maybe it's allowing your mom to cook for you if you don't normally do that. Simple things like that are how you can elevate your love for more than just a feeling. And 7, receive all people as beautiful exactly where they are. And that could be something as simple as looking at yourself in the mirror, and you might not be exactly happy with where you are, but our bodies do so much for us, and we're beautiful in our own way. Everyone is. Stop trying to project all these expectations on yourself and others, but rather just accept them for where they are currently. As beautiful, and that is how you reach that unconditional love, not only within yourself but also with others. And to really tie everything together with these love principles, I wanted to reference a book, The Love Principles by Arlene Lawrence. And through this book, she elaborates on the meaning of the love principles through her own life experiences, and also gives tips on how to embody them. So if the love principles is something that intrigues you, I definitely implore you to go read this book yourself. But on page 7 of her book, she states, "We can harness the power of love by being the change we want to see happen. No matter what anyone else is doing or refusing to do, if we see what needs to happen, we can become the change ourselves. First, we need to know, not just believe, but know, that we can consciously create the reality of unconditional love in ourselves. Once we start that flow of creativity, it increases with every breath we take. We can then mirror the new reality for others. We can reach to everyone with tenderness and kindness, and honor their uniqueness by providing them with the opportunity to give of themselves. We can be models in times of crisis, showing those around us that love can prevail in all circumstances because problems are opportunities. We can live in expanded states by having no expectations and opening ourselves to boundless possibilities. Above all, we can be walking examples of those who love as God loves by receiving all people as beautiful exactly as they are." Being that Arlene is a wonderful author of many other books that pertain to these sorts of topics and spirituality, she very well puts all of this stuff together. And I definitely think it's like a bow around the love principles. So I hope that you could take these topics and expand upon them within your own life. It definitely takes some practice, and I'm still getting the ropes of it myself, of course, and I will always be throughout my entire life. But I hope that this stuff can resonate with you in some way, and that through learning about the love principles and practicing embodying them, you can achieve higher states of unconditional love. And that will conclude today's episode of Resilient Butterfly. And I really hope that you guys return next week. We will be discussing relationships. So until next time.